Paul Dodds is also with us. We mentioned before the news that that Paul got to know Elvis up close and personal.
That's right, Derek.
Because that helicopter kept dropping stuff to assist the process of saving your place. So that must have been pretty weird, having that giant machine hovering over your head.
It certainly was, because when they get up close, you realise how big they are, how noisy they are. And also, you don't appreciate how much water they actually hold. The first time when they dropped their first load of water, the helicopter turned around and flew off. And my immediate thought was, well, where is he going? The fire is still here, and he's going. But you had to realise that he'd used all his water and was going for more. So they came back about five or six times to keep everything under control. And it was much appreciated, I must admit that.
The other part of your life, of course, as well as standing under Elvis, you work for Rural Finance
Corporation. Yes, yes.
Now, we've spoken about different organisations and the role that they've played in the last 12 months. What's it been like at Rural Finance Corporation for the last 12 months?
It's been a very difficult time because of the widespread nature of the fire that occurred here in Gippsland and elsewhere in Victoria. There was a huge demand on our staff to provide the assistance through the state and federal governments that we had to provide. Mm-hmm. It started off obviously here in Gippsland, here in Ballarat actually, and before any announcements could be made, Black Saturday happened, and that was all sort of put on hold until that had occurred and the final ramifications of that had been sorted out. And then they started the process, and the people in Bendigo are still processing applications from members of the public.
So has there been much in the way of physical allocation, monetary allocations to individuals, say, in this neck of the woods?
Yeah, look, I mean, just in Gippsland itself, there's been just under 1,000 grants provided, and they total just under $6 million to the people just of Gippsland itself. So it shows some of the scale of what's occurred.
What is your role to actually talk to people about what they've been through and how the claim is going to progress and those sorts of things?
We can. Because of the large scale nature of it, they set up a special team in Bendigo just to purely deal with all the applications, because the staff from Gippsland would have been just inundated. So they took it off us to allow others more time and dedication to deal with the inquiries.
Because the normal course of operations has to continue. The life life goes on with all the...
Rural Finance has other roles to perform, so we needed to do that while others took care of the bushfire side of things.
But nonetheless, I imagine because of where home is and because of the nature of your job, you've been in touch with a lot of people who have shared their stories with you
certainly
about what they've been through.
I mean, it's a personal thing. Yeah. I mean, you're sitting at people's kitchen tables, talking about the events, and not wanting people to relive the actual event. But for some of them, that's what they wanted to do, to just let other people know.
Some people need to tell their story, and some of people need to keep it inside for a later date
It's each to their own.
Yeah, so it means what I'm suggesting here is that one of your roles has now become a sort of counsellor.
Yes,